So it's expensive, and then I get to wait in line.
Walk.
And walk a lot. Okay. And it's expensive. Okay. Wow. Yes.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right. Motivational Monday it is. Welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. I do want to throw this out first. We got a sponsor, all right? And we want to thank them. That's Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. Fantastic joint to go get some food. They make everything fresh daily. They got salads, hummus, sauces, falafel. My favorite thing, I'll just say a side, and I can use it as a main course, will be their curry fries every stinking time. They do have soup specials. They do vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options safely. And Molly, you love the place too. And she's got the shirt on again.
It was crazy. My friend was just traveling from out of town, and she went and stopped by Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. She said that, she's from other places, and she said it was one of the best sandwiches she's ever had. And I'm like, yeah. And I said, you got the curry fries, right? She's like, oh my God.
That's a game changer. It's
crack. Like, seriously. So here's the deal. You can order ahead. You can either call or go to eatafkdundee.com, or you can call them 402-504-3223. Put your order in and you can just swing by and pick it up and go about your day. But it is definitely something. They also cater.
Yeah,
they also do parties, great. So which is another fun thing if you just want to have yummy food and you don't want to cook, unlike Party, who just had a party and has been cooking for the entire city all weekend. And another appointment today. So Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab.
Yes, thank you. And the website, by the way, I'll throw that out there. It's eatafkdundee.com if you want to check out their menu real quick. But thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Motivational Monday, first of all. Let's go ahead and hit that right now. Gracie, please, V1 with the motivate.
Always remember, fear has killed more dreams than failure ever will. Just go for it and don't look back.
Molly.
Stop it.
Molly, we have people listening here. What is that?
You had to edit that. You spent time out of your day to make that happen.
Molly, what you have for dinner? What is going on? Can't you hold that stuff in?
I can't believe how busy you've been, and yet you've managed to make a fart joke. You're like, listen, Wylene, the wedding's going to have to wait. I've got some really important editing to do for Monday's show.
No.
What?
Don't spin that on me. That motivational was so good that it released all types of, I don't know what you call it.
It got me all pumped up and relaxed all at the same time that my sphincter just went like, what? Sick. Just gross.
Oh my God.
Farts are always funny.
Yes, they are. If they're appropriately used.
Yes.
Not just whatever, you know. All right. Also, this is good news. This is probably some of the best news of the day and of the month. Live podcast. All right. People are reaching out on how to get tickets. All right. So the podcast live show is going to be Saturday, July 12th. All right. Doors are going to open up at 6:30 for you guys, so you can get your stuff going on. Show's going to start about 7:30. It's at the Herdette Sports Bar and Grill. We're going to have comedian Jocelyn DeBonis. She's going to be kicking off the comedy at about 7:30. Right as it opens, but tickets through Eventbrite. All right. We're going to post the link on our Facebook page, our Insta pages, all of our social media pages where you can find us. I don't know if Gracie can put it across the screen. I guess we'll figure that out. But anyway, tickets go on sale 8 a.m. today. It's Monday. Now, if you're listening and it's noon on a Monday, tickets are already available. All right. So, just get your tickets. Go get your tickets. It's going to be a blast.
I'm so excited.
So am I.
I was talking to some people that were like, tell us how to get them.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's do this. I'm like, come on by. Good. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. And the tickets are going to go fast. So, I wouldn't snooze. I definitely wouldn't snooze at all. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can call or shoot us a text at 402 915-0962. It is no dumb question today. I just want to start off with one from, I guess this is Katie. Can you hit V2 for me, Gracie? She wants to know if we are in the stage.
Well, it appears I have finally reached the, oh, that's a good box, age.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of this box. No. Look at it. Top-notch box. Check out this box. One. Check out this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah. Nice
still
box.
Has stuff in it, okay, but it's a good box.
No, but
it's a good, it's a good box. Yes. I never thought I would be a that's a good box person. I never thought I would say boxes.
So she wanted to know if we're box to, people yet.
Yeah, I have a box here.
Okay.
That I mean, that I've seriously, it was at my mm-hmm. grandmother's house, and I still have it because it's a good okay. box.
I'm a box person too. I don't know where that comes from. And
I've
it sucks
this.
Because when you have things delivered mm-hmm. through Amazon, and granted it's just a box, you know, everyone just kind of tosses it. But you know, holidays comes around and stuff like that, and you never have a box when you need it. Yeah, apparently Molly has she's a box person.
I've got a box right, here.
She's got a box there.
Look at that.
All right.
It's got
what's
in
that box?
In it.
Okay. Ribbons. Yeah, you got a ribbon box.
Yeah.
You'll have
I mean,
a box
ribbon
in
box,
here.
Obviously. For when you're just putting together a quick little gift for someone, you
yeah.
need to tie a little tag. I've got mm-hmm. a little box of ribbons.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. All right,
look at that. Box. Yep. And it's got other stuff in it. But yeah, it's mostly ribbons. Oh, yeah, no. But- Peter makes fun of me. He's like, I don't know what depression era you grew up in because there wasn't one when
yeah,
you were
yeah.
born.
So
but
I
lived with my depression.
Too. Look at this box. Look what's in it. Look at that. Let me open it up.
What do you
yeah,
got?
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
my gosh. Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's a finger box.
Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, let me go. Look at me go.
Yeah, so I definitely feel
like you're a box person.
I'm a box
I
person.
I am too. Yeah, so... No dumb questions. Keep them coming. We have some other ones a little bit later in the show. But yeah, we are box
this
people.
This is just making me like
re-look at
I've
stuff.
I've got like seriously, like there's another box right over here that I have had since I was in second grade.
Really? That's,
yes.
So you've been a box person forever.
Oh, no. I mean, like if I get a good box,
mm-hmm.
like, and I mean, okay, Amazon, they're fine boxes, but those aren't good yeah. boxes. What that woman was showing were like those little jewelry boxes and things like that you hold onto. You're like, this is such a cute box. Like, I can't
yes, they're little boxes that are, like little trinkets and stuff would come in it when you're gifting somebody or something
yes.
like that. Yeah. So,
Yeah. I have drawers of them. Because,
okay.
you know, this is how I repurpose them, by the way, the ones that are the jewelry. Instead of going out and buying a jewelry organizer, which
mm-hmm.
you can get.
Yeah.
To put your stuff, I put the boxes open inside of a drawer in my dresser, and that's where I keep all of my stuff. So then
okay.
when I open it, it's all displayed, but I didn't buy a display. I just am reusing all the jewelry boxes that I've gotten over the years. So that way it's sort of, you know, upcycling.
So it makes sense. Is that
yes.
just how you make it sense of it? Okay. But it's such a cool box. I mean, it was a stupid box, you know. I don't really collect anything else. Like, I do want to collect cups for some stupid reason.
What kind of
like,
cups?
If I go to QT, it's
yeah.
such a good cup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
But I throw it away because my father, for some reason, he'd always go to Starbucks and get their iced tea.
Yeah, but they
and he would
good cups.
Keep those cups. He would keep yeah. them, the plastic ones. So one time I went into the kitchen and I opened up a cabinet and there was probably 100 of them.
You're like, Dad.
Stacked. I know. I was
you
like,
you only
dude,
need the one.
You only need the one. So that's the reason why I throw it away. But I don't think there's anything else that I really hold on to. But yeah,
oh,
boxes.
I
like a good box. That ain't no
I'm
lie.
A dirty little.
Yeah,
I mean,
are.
I laugh because in Chinese astrology, I'm the year of the rat.
Okay.
And so it feels so in sync with that because it's like, you know, rat pack. Like, you know what I mean? Like you like nest things away, like keep.
Am I year of the rat? Am I year of the rat also?
No, you
because I'm August 31st. Your birthday is September.
It's the year you were born, not
the
when
year.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
With Chinese astrology, it's the year you were born.
So you're a rat.
The year that I was born was the year of the rat. And everyone is always like, what? And it's like, actually, the rat is a really good animal to be. They're industrious. It's like nothing's going to keep them down. Like, try and try again. Like, they will find their way. Because, like, rats are known as being survivors. Like, they're really good at, like, making a bad situation into a good situation. And that's, like, the year of the rat. I'll look up what your year is.
What's this here? I just looked it up. It says Zexay. What is this? What is the Zexay beast?
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Wow, you are just, like, obviously you've been spending a lot of time in stepdad mode because you've got, a well of dad jokes going today. You're like, I'm on a track. I can't get off of it.
You think at least they're funny. You fell for it. You're like,
I did. I fell for it.
Zexay beast. God, I'm funny. And that's what you're going to get at the live show, by the way, a whole lot of that.
It's like, I don't know.
You'll either laugh or just stare at me.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can stare at him like I do a lot of the time, where you're just like, I don't understand how those thoughts come to you. And then you share them.
Yes, I share them every time. Okay. Hey, is there, by the way, a Diddy update before we roll into stuff?
Okay, so here's a funny one. And it's less of an update and more of like, okay, so apparently, you know, there's no media allowed inside of the courtroom. So it's just been a sketch artist. Diddy stopped the woman who's the sketch artist and said, could you please draw me better? You're making me look like a koala.
It kind of is.
He stopped this woman who is the court sketch artist to complain about the fact that he doesn't think he looks as good as he should in the picture. Oh, wow.
Okay.
He thinks he looks like a koala.
I think he kind of does now. You say, because I was just looking at photos, you know, because it's everywhere, you know, the mm-hmm. sketch artist. And I kind of look at it and I'm always amazed by that. But I did see that he might get kicked out. Because he's making eyes and shaking heads at the jurors, and you can't do that stuff. No. And the judge is like, we're going to boot you if you don't stop. And I'm assuming he'll be done by Tuesday. Because he ain't going to stop.
Well, obviously.
He's not going to stop.
And I can't believe that he approached the sketch artist.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how scary was that for her?
How vain is that?
Well, are you that surprised about the vanity?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're making me look like a koala.
Yeah.
He's like,
you're
lucky I'm not putting horns on you, and making you look like something from the pits of hell.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So that'll pick back up this week. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So it's still the prosecution. On Friday, it was her name. She went through, she was anonymous. Her name was Jane. And she was the one that was dating him when he got charged. And she was like, it was bad. Like, you know, I don't think he was a firm believer in safe words. You know, and so she would try to signal him like, I'm done with the sex party. And he was like, no, you're not. And then she cried afterwards and he was like, suck it up, buttercup.
I saw something that it kind of caught me off guard and I didn't revisit it, but they had said something about dressing up like Bert and Ernie. Did you see anything like that yet?
No, but I.
Oh, my God. I was like, what did they just say?
I mean,
they made her dress up like Bert and Ernie. I don't know. That's some freaky stuff.
Humiliating enough.
No joke.
I mean.
No kidding.
How much can you make a human do until they just say, I'm done. I quit. I quit humanity.
All right, I was going to throw out some love to the Stepson, but I want to separate it between that griminess and
please,
and the
can
weekend.
We?
Yeah.
He deserves a full palate cleanse.
Best news of the day. All right, this is what I got today. It looks like the TSA just banned Costco cards at airport security. People were using Costco cards because it has a star on it. And it was a picture and everything, and they're like, the TSA, I think we're kind of like, okay, well, this is it. So they were encouraging people not to do this anymore. And so they posted on Facebook, the TSA said, "We love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco cards count as real ID because it absolutely does not." And I've had people tell me this, that it does, but that now, I mean, come on, that's what they thought. I know, because it has a star on the front.
You guys, look at the star. They're like, that means that you're like a business member or something. I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. And some
I
of the
do
comments.
Do want to do a Costco update. So I went.
What? Okay.
They do pre-checkout now. So what I'm waiting in line. Somebody comes up and they've got a clipboard, like they've got a scanner. They scan all of my stuff. So when I go up to the register, they just scan my card and I pay and I go. It's scan and go now.
Oh, okay.
They
all right, good.
Have heard the
they must
the
have heard us.
And I was like, oh, I got to tell party.
That is the one thing that separates people. People get mad. They like to have that convenience of walking through. Like I've gone to Costco several times now. Now, remember, I've drank the Kool-Aid and I'm both of them, by the way. And I just do the self-checkout and it's not that big of a deal. It's like you walk out, you check out and then you leave. It's not some crazy long line.
No.
But I'm also going at the right time, I think, as well.
Yeah.
It's the people that stand in line to check out. It fascinates me. It's like, why?
Well, I did something that I never, ever do. And I actually, like, you know, I've said this. I've said this on the show. I've said this in real life. I never go to Costco on the weekend. I mean, why would you? Like, that's just...
That's people watching for the most part, but...
Well, it's just if you can go during the week because we have lifestyles that you can. Why would you go during the worst day of the week? I had to go on a Saturday.
Saturday. That would be difficult.
I thought I was gonna. I was like, I didn't know that this parking lot could get this full.
Yeah. I gotta
like
tell
like
you,
driving,
though.
You're like, keep going. Like you know, with any kind of parking lot, you have your area that you always kind of park in. Uh-huh. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
I got mine. Yeah.
And I had to go past it. And keep going past it and keep going past it. Like I was like on the dark side of the moon. Like seriously, I was like, I didn't even know there was a parking lot back over here. Well,
how busy inside was it? Because when it's been busy at the one I go to, like the parking lot seems really full. It's like everyone's scattered around perfectly where it doesn't seem that busy. Or it was a mob.
It's mobbed. And this is what I don't understand.
What's that?
People who go as families. So it's a husband, a wife, and their children. And
they're probably going to feed them too.
I guess maybe.
It got to be.
Like I would divide and conquer. I'd be like, you take them to the food court, you feed them while I'm doing the shopping, and then we'll meet up at the gate and go.
I was talking sample feeding. That's what I was talking. I mean, I've seen it.
Honey, it's lunch. Yes. You're like, this isn't lunch. This is a sample.
You can get filled up and get a little bit of exercise, you know.
Ooh, I'm getting my steps in. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the deal, people. No more Costco cards.
Boo.
To try to
TSA,
get out.
Come on now.
I know.
I got it.
What do you got?
Yeah. I have this thing. They just did a study. Mm-hmm. About people who get the ick, which I think is mostly a female thing. Like, Gracie, do you know what it means to get the ick?
Yes. She does.
Okay. So a lot of times with girls, it happens on dates. Like some guy does something and it's like you can't unsee it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like all of a sudden you are definitely an ick guy. Like where it'd be like somebody's eating a certain way. You're like, I can never, like we're done. Like I will never kiss you. I will never like you ever again. Like I saw this and I can't unsee it. That's called getting the ick.
Okay. All right. So I get it then.
This new study was saying getting the ick is less about the person that you're getting the ick from and more of a comment on who you are as a person.
Absolutely.
Like, you might be like a bit of a narcissist or sort of like a perfectionist or like there could be, if you're easily triggered all that often, it's probably not always the other person's fault.
Well,
like it's
my,
like your own thing.
No, well, with my situation, I'm not a narcissist, but my situation, and this is what gives me the ick, gives me the like, all right, I don't want to deal with this, is when people, and it's just anybody in general, eat with their mouth open and then talk with their mouth full. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that gets me. The crunching thing, I'm working on that. I know that's that thing.
No, but you've been doing well.
People have that. Yeah, I do well. I did well this weekend too. I just kind of focus on something else. If it starts to, you know, get at me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's that eating with your mouth open and all that stuff and shoveling it in and just, that for some reason icks me out.
It's crazy. And once it happens, like you can't, I just remember that it was funny when I read this study because I've been with Peter for so long and obviously like he doesn't give me the ick, but it made me remember dating and there'd be that moment when you were dating someone where they would do something and it would be like so innocuous. Like it would just be how they like licked their lips or how they cracked their knuckles or something. I don't even know. And all of a sudden you were like, oh my God, you are the most unsexy person. And I can't believe I ever kissed you.
And then it ends.
And then it does. You can start the timer on how long that relationship, like once you see that, I remember I was dating a guy and we were seriously dating. Mm-hmm. We went and saw a movie and he had to leave during the movie because he was getting motion sick.
Okay. Bye.
And I was like, it's over.
I thought he was going to tell me when he was doing the popcorn trick, but
no.
Okay. Okay.
He like turned to me. He's like, I think I need to leave. And I was like, I don't think you need to come back.
Like, that
you need to leave like the building and get in your car and leave this relationship and we had to go out afterwards. We went out with friends because there was a group of us going to the movie. It was like a double date or a triple date.
Okay.
So I had to spend the rest of the night with this guy who couldn't make it through the movie because he was getting motion sickness. And I was like the person, everyone's like, you're dating this guy? I'm like, not for long.
Oh,
he's dead man walking.
This is like turning into
borrowed time
outside of things that like one thing that gets me. It's not ick. Now I'm just talking about things that I can't date.
Yeah.
Like people who are rude to waiters, waitresses,
yes,
bartenders, oh my God, that is an immediately end
yes,
thing for me. Don't like that. Also, yeah, some people have these necks that are like, they got all these folds. I'm kidding.
Now you're just body shaming.
That's not the ick.
That's just like, you're disgusting.
I wonder what your body's made weird. What do you think your ick is to someone else? That is a good question. What is somebody else's ick to you? We know we all have our own icks, but what do you think their icks are to you?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Obviously, like I'm sure that there's something that I do where they're like, gross, sick,
yeah,
I'm never dating Molly ever again. Like she did that one thing. Who knows? Like
what
that's the thing, if you were self-aware enough. But keep in mind, it's so subjective. So it's hard to say what your ick, like what someone's ick of you would be, because it obviously doesn't ick you out.
No.
And so it's not anything that you give any second thoughts to.
What about somebody who hasn't showered in a couple days?
That's not bad.
Okay. All right. Because that's me right now, because I've been busy all weekend.
Bad.
But okay. A couple days, I should say. Yeah, today would be two. Yeah.
I remember it used to drive my dad crazy. I remember when I was like in a kid and I would bite my nails and he was just like, gross.
Okay.
Like that was like his thing. So I would think, I don't do it anymore, but I think like nail biting would probably be something because people are like, get your dirty paws out of your mouth.
I know. You never know what's on them.
Right. Like, exactly. You know, especially underneath your nails, you're like, okay, all right. Ugh. So maybe
that
would
be. People that lick their lips? How about lick lippers? Because I used to be that person growing up as a child. It's funny how sometimes your parents can change these habits like overnight. I used to lick my lips so much that I have a giant sore all the way around. You know what I mean? We've all seen it. My mother used to say to me, if you don't stop licking your lips, I'm going to rub cat poop around your lips. Quit.
So fast. Very motivational. I think your mom should have written a book.
I agree with you.
How to get my kid to stop sucking his thumb and licking his lips. Cat poop.
Cat poop. Works 100% of the time, every time. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what my ick is. I'm sure I have something. Obviously, Wylene is who Wylene haven't found it. But
well, that's the thing is that like we're with people that we've been vetted, you know, like we're married with our forever people. And so whatever ick we have, either they've made peace with that or they never had an issue to begin with.
All right. So one time I was walking, I got out of the car and we're walking into a store. Wylene and I were doing it, which, by the way, we used to race. I'm going to have to bring that back. We used to run to the store and see if you can get there faster.
She won every time.
No, stop. Every time, almost. Yeah. She's little too. So every two runs to her run. To whatever strides is one of mine.
Yeah, and I can find myself. She's like a gazelle. I'm going to bring that back.
But anyway, I spit. And she said, why did you do that? And we've been together for total, like 10 years, I think it is. And I said, I don't know why I did that. And then she said, I've never seen you do that ever. And I was like, ew, there's that ick. Mm-hmm. That must be the thing. And so I've never spit again.
That basically people, I don't know why guys do that.
Yes. I don't know why guys do that.
There was a guy walking into the store the other day. It's funny that you say that. And there's something about walking into the grocery store that's when you usually see a man spit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what is this about walking into the grocery store that.
And spitting. I don't know.
It's so gross. It's like one of those disgusting things where it's so unnecessary.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I understand spit takes, where like you drank something, you're like, oh, that was terrible. Like,
now, what about this? What if you're on a date or just guy you're interested in, whatever the case is, you're eating dinner and stuff like that. And he goes, excuse me, one second. Or maybe he doesn't even say that. And he grabs a handkerchief out of his pocket and then he just blows his nose so bad and so loud. It almost causes a scene. Does that do anything for you?
I mean,
because that happens to me.
It doesn't do anything for me.
In a bad way.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Me too. All right. So there's my other ick too. And I don't do that. So I guess I'm saying I don't have a whole lot of icks that I can recall in my life. So I'm sure I do. I'm sure I have some scent that would be ick to some people. You know, I don't know.
It's so personal.
So I don't know.
I mean, it's such a personal thing. And it is, I mean, this is the crazy thing about it.
Yeah.
It comes out of nowhere. You're having a perfectly normal relationship. You're having a perfectly lovely time. Everything about this human is just fantastic. You love spending time with them. And then it's a moment. It's like a snapshot. And then it is ruined.
Yeah.
Like it is just absolutely like there's ruined. It's like snap. And immediately you're like, I don't even know if I can finish this date. Like I get like that, like where I'm like, I think I need to leave right now.
Isn't that amazing how that works? It really is. You're so right. Weird. You can be with someone for a while.
Yes.
And then it just takes that one moment of like, you gross me the hell out or something, you know, which I'm sure I've done to some people. I don't know. It's never been told.
It's a two-way street. I mean, I'm saying this totally. Like as if I'm some sort of like date angel where I'm like, everyone who dated me loved the experience. They were so sad when it was over.
Yeah.
When I broke up with them for whatever ick reason.
What is the ick reason? If you guys have some icks you want to share, drop us a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can text us or call us. Leave a message at 402-915-0962.
I would think like a guy adjusting himself all the time.
Oh, what about this?
I got one. Little boys, like they're adjusting. I'm like, what do you got going on down there?
You know how some guys or, you know, men or whatever, they'll put their hands in their pocket.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then have you ever noticed? I'm sure you have
stuff around like
they're moving stuff around with their hands in their pocket. I just want to say any dude that's listening, everyone knows what you're doing. And it's not some slick move of let me put my hands in my pockets and I'll just move my junk around.
Isn't pocket that what pool, it's called? Pocket pool,
playing pocket pool. I'm like, everyone knows. And also when you're standing there and trying to adjust and spread your legs from them sticking to your legs, we all know. Go somewhere else.
So I think that is definitely one where I'm like, all right, you don't need to be. Go to the bathroom. Step away from the party. If it's really that bothersome, like you probably need to like unzip, reestablish some balance in that pant.
Pocket pool. Everyone knows.
Everybody. You're not fooling.
There's a new shirt right there.
Yeah, here. Put my hand in my pocket. We're like, we know what you're doing. Ew. Nobody wants to think about your dangly bits.
Yeah, it was right.
It's a picnic.
Yeah. It's a picnic. And I don't want to be invited to it because it makes everyone in the room watching you, because trust me, people are paying attention. Trust. If they don't look at you and they're looking off, then they've seen it already. Yeah. A pocket pool. Women don't do that.
No. You'll see women at parties like, I gotta move some stuff around. I have this whole package up here. And this
no one would complain, though. So.
No. Oh. I'll tell you when that happens. You go to the bathroom and you're like, I gotta readjust the dress.
See, right? There you go. That's
a bathroom trip. You go with your girlfriend and you're like, are they straight now? Like, was one higher than the other? Like, you kind of get that look. It depends on the shirt.
What would that be even called? We got pocket pool, and a female version of pocket pool would be something more civilized, I'm sure.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I mean, it's like,
because you aren't like us.
Especially like strapless dresses, you'll see girls all night long, like pulling them up like this, like always like readjusting. And that's tough because otherwise you'd be going to the bathroom like every 5 minutes because that one's like always moving around.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're wearing an outfit where you really got to get the girls up there. Like, oh.
What? And they're girls, right? You don't ever refer to those as the boys. You should try that.
I got
to
get the boys wrangled. Everyone's
you
like,
should try that at your next dinner thing with your girls.
The boys are giving me a run for my money tonight.
I dare you, please.
Book club is over.
All right, I want to give some love to my stepson, the youngest, Oliver. He got married to Madison on Friday. And I'll tell you what, I was worried about a Friday wedding because it's Friday, you know? Yeah. But I woke up Saturday thinking it was Sunday. But I had a whole day to decompress, get stuff done, because this is my first wedding type deal. I don't have children. As I said, that's a stepfather thing. And just getting everything prepared and being a part of the whole process is pretty dang exhausting.
Yeah.
So exhausting. And so we're at the wedding on Friday, and there was a moment I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it, you know. But then the wedding, they cut everybody off at 10:30. And everybody had to, you know, exit at, by 11. And I was all sad. I was like, I don't want to keep dancing. I wore a tux. I do not like tuxes. And the beauty about the tux, because Oliver and Madison, they switched out of their stuff. You know, it's their deal.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Wylene made me wear a t-shirt underneath my white shirt because it's see-through and my nipples are chocolatey. Right.
Your boys.
My girls. We're switching things up.
Oh, that's
Molly.
Right. Your girls. You're like, I gotta, my girls were giving me a run.
Well, this is what happened. I'm like sweating to death. I'm like, oh God. And I'm like, can I run home real quick and change when Molly's not? Don't do that. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there talking to my stepmother, pulling on my, trying to get some air in there. And I realize I'm grabbing a t-shirt. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot I had a t-shirt. I immediately ran to the truck. And I took off the white shirt and everything, and I walked in with a t-shirt underneath the tux. So basically, I turned from a tux guy. I turned from a tux guy to Miami Vice, or says some people were calling me a club owner.
Yeah, hey guys, come on down to the club.
Which was genius because no one else did it. Everybody else switched shoes. But I went club owner all day long. And when I was dancing like this, because my nipples, as I said, they're like erect. I can't help it. That's how it is. They cut glass, people. You can chew on them. Anyway.
Nobody.
As I open it up, I'm talking to Colin. I'm like, look at me. I'm Miami Vice or a club owner. And he goes, what is going on with those nipples, man? Would you cover yourself up? I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have said that, Colin. So now I'm dancing with my nipple show. I mean,
it's like, yeah. Wylene's like, oh.
Oh, but it was fun. It was a great time. They got married at this place called Arbor Event Venue, right? It's over there. On 140th Arbor, just south of like Oakview Mall. I'd not been in there until day of, right? And so basically, Molly, they have an outdoor area where you get married and then the inside. And so if it was going to rain, they could easily, they already had a plan, like we'd move it right here in this area right here, right? Yeah. But it was the most amazing place. I was 100% blown away by how they handled everything. How beautiful it was. Oh my God, it was fantastic. All the way down to the food, and everything had to be gluten-free because, you know, there's a lot of gluten-free people. They handled that correctly. Then they had gluten-free cupcakes, cakes. I baked a cake for Oliver, which, by the way, was probably one of the best cakes I've ever made. It was a gluten-free, dairy-free chocolate cake with a chocolate dairy-free ganache. No, excuse me, buttercream in the middle. Three layers with a chocolate ganache on top.
Did you take a picture? Please tell me you took a
picture. Yeah, I got a picture. I can send you a picture of it.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, it was good. Sure. It was really good. But anyway, outside of that, they're married now. They did the gifts, opening of the gifts yesterday, you know, and that's stuff always like that. And it was weird because he never said anything to me because I leaned over. I said, why didn't he? Like, did he open up our gift, like the card yet? And she goes, yeah, she did. And I was like, because he didn't say anything. Because I said, hey, congratulations to you both. Looking forward to being a grandfather. Oliver goes, Mike. And I think Madison got excited. I don't know. So that's what he gets.
You are seriously like, you are in dad mode this weekend. Woo! It's going to take a whole reset.
But it was good. It was all fun. The whole family on both sides came together. It was like a giant reunion for Oliver and Madison. That. You know, and yeah, mm-hmm. it was a good vibe. That's for sure. But yeah, thanks to the Arbor event place for doing such a great job. But yeah, he's officially married.
Are they honeymooning now or later?
No, I think they leave at the end of the week. They're going to Disney World for their honeymoon.
There are a lot of people that do that.
Oh yeah, there is. There is. I mean, yeah, they'll have a blast. They're Disney people. They like Disney, you know.
Oh no, I mean, you hear of a lot of couples that are Disney couples, and that is where they spend their honeymoon. And they have like a whole honeymoon package, I think.
I mean, do they really? Well, I was learning yesterday they have all kinds of packages because I've never been to Disney World. I've never been to Disney World.
Me neither.
All I really listened to was my brother-in-law, Wylene's brother, talk about how all you do is sit and wait in lines and walk at Disney World.
Uh-huh. Like, well, he said, he goes, I don't like really that. Sold it. I think I'm and it's expensive, you say. So it's expensive, and then I get to wait in line.
Walk.
And walk a lot. Okay. And it's expensive. Okay. Wow. Yes. Well, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't bring in any of your own food. You have to eat there. And that's also expensive.
Is that the deal too? Because I know they have food packages.
I don't think you can bring anything in. Are you kidding me? You're a captive audience.
Yeah. Like,
you are there.
Okay.
You are going to be. And all the extra experiences. Tea with the princesses or getting made up like Belle. I mean, if you are a parent and your kid knows about all the bells and whistles, I just remember we're such bad parents.
Yes. And by the way, Oliver and Grandmas, we're not bagging on your trip. We're excited for you.
I just remember the kids like, my friend, they said that they went to this place that was called McDonald's.
Okay.
I was like, what'd you say the name of it was? They're like, McDonald's? I was like, not McDonald's? What did they get there? They're like, they get burgers and they get nuggets.
Is it like Mickey D's?
Mickey Mouse? I was like, maybe it's like a niche. Maybe it's like a really small, like your friend just found that one McDonald's restaurant.
Yeah.
And then we saw the commercial on TV. They're like, that place. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, so they have all kinds of things there. I mean, because people can stay on the property and not, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I wonder if you can buy a package for like Mickey or Donald or Goofy to tuck you in bed. Read you a story.
I think they have like,
because when we went to beaches, that's what an option was there. You can have them tuck you in bed. I did it often. They have to have that option, right?
That gave me the ick.
Okay. Hey, Wylene, I hope you don't mind, but yeah, we got to be in bed by 8 because Mickey and Donald Duck are going to come and tuck us in.
I didn't think I could get the ick. We were married and you've done a lot of icky things.
I got the ick.
This is apparently, you found it, the sweet spot. Disney characters tucking in two grown adults on vacation. Yes, ick. You win. Ick.
You win. All right, we're going to move into No Dumb Question real quick. And by the way, Wednesday, I got called out this weekend over something I said about the pool. So we'll talk about that Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that on Wednesday's podcast. All right. So this is No Dumb Question, of course, and we'll take your questions anywhere you can get them to us. But make sure you follow us on our Facebook pages, too, because we're going to give you those links to where to get tickets to that live show on the 12th of July. At Herdat Sports Bar and Grill in La Vista. All right. So odd question. If you were a kitchen utensil or appliance, which would you be? Which would you prefer? Mm. So say you're in a drawer. I mean, I guess you're in the kitchen and you're,
I don't know. I'd be like, feels like a cartoon standing. To me. I like the KitchenAid standing mixer because it can do all sorts of stuff. It can knead dough. It can whisk. It can paddle. It can do all sorts of stuff.
It can knead dough, which sounds sexual. It can paddle. Yeep. Yeep. Wink.
Just like the fact that it's like, what am I feeling today? Am I feeling like a kneader? Am I feeling like a paddler?
A whipper or a paddler?
Paddle. Doot, 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 doot. And you can get the attachments. So like you can make pasta and you can like stuff sausage. I'm not kidding.
Yes, you can.
No, you can do it. There's an attachment. There's like a meat grinder thing and you can make sausage.
I don't even have an answer after this one. You totally icked me out.
You win, Molly. Ick. Come on. You'd be like a spatula.
Yeah. There's your question of the day. I'll have to think about it and come back at you on that when I'm now my head's in the total gutter. But you did mention something about Employee of the Month, Molly. No one was announced yet.
No.
And yeah, so the people have spoken.
Oh, well, there's three of us.
So all right. Consistently. No, there's more than three. You just don't know. Consistent high performance, teamwork, positive attitude, and supportive person, and always knows when to bring the content. Congratulations to Peter Coffey, your husband. He won.
This is like the wedding potato salad. You're like, oh no, he gets to go anywhere. He gets the VIP pass. You have to serve potato salad.
No. 100%.
So I didn't realize spouses. So at some point, Wylene's going to get it.
Hey, Murray might even get it.
I mean, Grace's David's going to get it. He'll get it before I get it. Murray will get it before I get it.
Hey, this is Peter. This is your husband. You should be congratulating him because that's a big feat. Getting Employee of the Month at any company is huge.
Honey,
I'll have a shirt coming.
Congratulations. This is the opposite of getting the ick. I'm so proud of you. You stole Employee of the Month from me at my job.
No. There's no stealing.
Oh, this sounds like theft.
No, okay.
Stolen honor. Anyway. Stolen valor. Okay. Though I will say he and Wylene are both such good sports. I ran into a girlfriend of mine. There was a mom meetup. Mm-hmm. She says, man, I listened to your show. It's so funny. But she's like, my heart sinks for Peter and Wylene sometimes because you guys just like no filter. Like I just imagine them at work. Like I listened to your husband's podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
I said, well, he's a really good sport.
Wow was right. Oh, believe me, whenever Wylene's, I'll jump in the car or whatever and it kicks, with her, mm-hmm. or she'll come walking in, at lunch and she's playing the podcast on the out loud on her phone. I always just kind of look at her like, did I say something wrong? It's like, you never know.
You tell me. You listen to this and see if you hear anything and I'll come, and then we can compare notes. You're like,
yeah.
Love you so much.
Congratulations, Peter. We'll get a shirt.
Congratulations,
here,
Peter.
Yeah.
God,
really?
This is one more thing he's going to hold over me, too.
Well, hey.
You're like in cahoots with him. He's going to be like, no. I mean, I did get Employee of the Month on the show.
He did. I mean, he earned this thing. So anybody gets Employee of the Month should be celebrated. Like, he's not done.
Are you guys all going to wear the shirts? Like, and so is this going to be another thing at the live show where, like, Gracie's wearing her Employee of the Month shirt?
I got mine.
You're wearing yours. Yeah. Peter's wearing his. Yes. Wylene will have hers by next month because it's July. And I'm just going to be the ass just standing there in, like, a normal T-shirt. Like, I still haven't gotten it.
I'm going to have to talk to her dad, make sure they get some BPS employee of the month.
Maybe you can get me a t-shirt that says them. Not employee of the month.
That's what you can wear. Yes.
I can wear that.
Would you?
Everyone else is employee of the month, employee of the month. Like, woo, yeah. And mine is not. Like, huge, big, bold, N-O-T.
Employee of the month. Little letters. Employee of the month. Yeah, exactly. All right, again, thanks to Amsterdam Falafel Kebab. You want to go try them out? I would suggest doing so. Do something different. The food there is absolutely one of a kind. Yeah. Also, those curry fries are a huge hit with me and everyone that's ever eaten them. They're at 50th and Underwood, right in the heart of Dundee. You can call them again at 504-3223 and pre-order, or you can talk to them about catering. So if you have any events, and I just went to an event where I catered it myself. Next time it's Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, guarantee.
Yes.
That saves hours and a lot of time and stress. But thanks, super producer Gracie. I hope you have a wonderful time. She's, by the way, was, what month was she?
May.
Look at that
You
face.
Were April. She was May. Peter's now June. Okay. July's when we have the live show. I'm actually traveling to town for it. Seems like a natural fit for me to maybe make employee of the month in July. Well,
it's not in June or July yet, so you got a lot of time.
I know. I got a lot of campaigning to do.
Got a lot of campaign to do.
Handshaking, baby and cat kissing. Come on, David.
Come on, David. Just make this happen. We can get little cat shirts. Yeah. Congratulations, Peter. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe couple of days and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.